Bigfoot segment. We thought we would try to call Bigfoot. We have a number for Bigfoot, and we've never tried it before. I don't know why.
Well, it's ridiculous. A number for Bigfoot? How's that going to work?
But maybe he'll answer, maybe not, and then the segment will be over. But if he answers, then that's great, right?
All right, sure.
So let's give it a call. Calling Bigfoot. He may be in these Georgia guys' freezer, you know?
Yeah. Sasquatch.
Oh, is this Sasquatch?
Yes, who's speaking?
Well, this is the Dunham and Miller Show. It's a radio show in Dallas. Wondering if we could talk to you for a second.
Humans.
Yes.
Yes, humans.
Is that okay?
Well, it's kind of against company policy for me to talk to humans, but I'll give you a few minutes. Go ahead.
Company policy against Bigfoot company policy?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're just wondering, I guess, first question is, are you real?
Well, who do you think you're talking to? Of course, we're real. We just got to get a low profile out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, you guys are probably calling about the press conference this guy's had, right?
Yeah, so what, are those guys legitimate? Is that really a Bigfoot that they found?
Unfortunately, they are, George.
He never told you his name.
You know, they're capitalizing on a tremendous loss for our community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know that guy.
The dead Bigfoot, yeah, he was my cousin Trent.
Trent? That was your cousin Trent.
Well, he was a very much beloved member of our community, and unfortunately he passed away of AIDS.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I don't want to go into exactly how he got it, but he made a lot of life choices I didn't agree with.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, our condolences.
Yeah, very sorry to hear about that.
I do appreciate that, Musers. I will pass that along. I had to take time off of work to go get his body, and when I got to him, there were a couple of humans standing over him, and they carted him away before I could get his body.
Hmm. Wait a minute, you took time off work? You have a job?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work in IT.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like good with computers and stuff?
Or? Well, we're not quite as advanced, you know, and we don't go in for the technology like you guys do, but we communicate mainly by grunts, you know, in short distances, and then over long distances, we just kind of bang a stick on a rock.
Why would you need an IT guy for that?
I don't know.
When the sticks get broken, they call me in to fix them, so.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You seem very well spoken, though. Maybe you could communicate better than just banging sticks around.
Well, it's, you know, kind of frowned upon if you talk English in our community here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, you're seen as snooty.
Uh-huh.
So everybody's just got to keep it real, you know, and just kind of speak the way we've always spoken.
So a Bigfoot tries to keep it real. That's what you're saying.
You're damn straight. Yeah, we do.
So what you're doing now, having contact with humans, that's taboo in your community.
Yeah, that's very, you know, verboten.
Yeah.
Or taboo, as you say.
Yeah.
Hey, could you guys do me a favor?
Sure.
Y'all are in Dallas, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Could you tell Donnie Nelson to quit contacting me?
He's calling you?
Oh, my God. He's calling. He's sending me letters. I mean, I get probably 2-3 letters a month in my cave on Dallas Maverick Stationery. Yes, I'm 8'3" and strong as a backhoe, but I don't play basketball. I mean, we just don't. You know, we probably could play basketball.
Yeah.
But we're solitary creatures, so scrounging up a sports league is next to impossible.
Right. You just don't have the opportunity.
That's right. And if I did play, I'd play for the Lakers or the Celtics or somebody, not the Mavericks. I think Dirk's a little soft.
Well, maybe next to you, anybody's soft.
Could be, Craig. Could be.
I didn't tell you my name.
But we have a big Yeti community, of course, up in the Northwest. That's where most of us are.
Uh-huh.
And there's a clan of us in the Appalachians. And a few of us were vacationing in Georgia when this thing happened. But
vacation?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then there's a group of us in Euless, believe it or not.
Really? Euless?
Yeah.
Shocking.
But just please keep us in your thoughts and prayers. Yeah.
Well, we're sorry about your loss. And we're sorry that he's ended up in a freezer of some couple spares who found him.
It's horrible. It is, because we have certain customs and rituals. You know, we like to bury our Yeti by putting them on a raft and setting them on fire.
It's kind of like a Viking funeral.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's what the Vikings used to do, just to burn people on a boat.
Oh, really? Yeah. A leaders when they die. That's what they do to them.
No, not the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, okay.
Norseman of years past.
Well, you know what? Anytime you want to expose yourself, as it were, just feel free to come through us, and we'll take you out to ticket stock or something and show the world that Bigfoot exists.
Well, I don't know if I can make public appearances. I don't want to be shunned by my community, but I'd love to be in your fantasy football league.
We don't have one.
No. That. By the way, Yetis have six balls.
Really?
Really?
Well, that's just a little detail for you.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Bigfoot.
You guys got to take care.
Okay, we'll see you later.
That for me.
Okay,
right,
yeah, we will.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Stay on.
Okay.
Remember that. We got to take care.
That is Bigfoot. Maybe he does exist.